From the WLRN studios at the Miami Herald, I'm Phil Latzman. Most Wednesdays, we discuss issues related to Latin America and the Caribbean, and today, how a transition at the top of the U.S. State Department might be felt in Latin America. Some have said the Obama administration has ignored that part of the world, tried to put out other fires in the president's first term. Now that Hillary Clinton has given way to John Kerry, might things be different? I spoke recently with Assistant Secretary of State for Economic and Business Affairs, Jose Fernandez, about the possibilities.
Does that focus change, do you think, hemispherically in a second term and under a new Secretary of State?
You know, Phil, I get asked that question all the time. I'm always asked, is the U.S. pivoting away from Latin America? The fact of the matter is that we've got an excellent relation with Latin America. And for someone who's been involved in the Latin American world for all of my professional life, I can say that they have really never been better. You know, last year we exported about 41-42% of our goods to the Western Hemisphere. We took over 40% of Latin America's exports. We have two new free trade agreements with Colombia and with Panama. We're negotiating the Trans-Pacific Partnership, which now includes Canada, Mexico, Peru, and Chile. We continue to put Latin America at the forefront of our economic relations. We have human relations with Latin America. We have historic relations with Latin America. And the fact that those relations may not make it to the front page of the paper in many ways is a testament to our success.
Yet there are crises that could bubble up. We have one in Venezuela with a leadership issue there currently with Hugo Chavez ailing, and who knows what's going to happen next. And you have Cuba with aging leaders still alive. Do you look at those two countries as being the places that might be ripe for change in this next 4 years?
Well, those are obviously more difficult relations, obviously, than we have with other countries in the hemisphere. It's not for us to interpret the Venezuelan constitution. It's really for the Venezuelan people and their institutions to deal with that crisis. But we intend to continue to have a dialogue and do what we can to work in the areas that we can with Venezuela. We still have excellent relations on the counterterrorism front. We have a number of energy commercial agreements with Venezuela. We still import a lot of their oil. So, you know, we continue to have conversations. And with Cuba, obviously, we continue to do what we can to support civil society, to promote the free flow of information. We've expanded the ability of Cuban Americans to engage in travel to Cuba and other purposeful travel.
How about capitalism and that word just being spoken in that country, at least for the first time, where people can own businesses to some extent?
Well, it's clearly not enough. I mean, at the end of the day, look, what the Cubans people want is what people everywhere want. They want the ability to create their own businesses. They want the ability to speak their minds freely. They like the ability to engage in foreign countries without any kinds of restrictions. You can open up at the edges, but at the end of the day, what you're going to have to do if you want to create the kinds of wealth, the kinds of opportunities that people anywhere in the world deserve, you're going to have to do a lot more. And unfortunately, the Cuban government is not doing that these days.
That is Assistant Secretary of State for Economic and Business Affairs, Jose Fernandez. And from the Miami Herald Newsroom, I'm Phil Latzman.